And now to close out our show, we've got another stop on our California road trip series, Hidden Gems. This week, Amanda Font takes us to the San Bernardino Mountains, to Big Bear Lake, to board a pirate ship.
There are plenty of businesses that offer trips on Big Bear Lake, but for those seeking a more unique ride, there's the Time Bandit.
It's a one-third replica of a ship from about 200 years ago, 250 years ago.
This is the man who will be at the helm today.
My name is John Height. I'm one of the captains on the Time Bandit on Big Bear Lake.
Captain John says the mini Spanish galleon was built by a guy in San Diego, in his backyard.
He started building it in 1955.
His original goal was to sail it to the Sea of Cortez.
He completed it in 1969, but lost interest in it along the way and never put it in the water.
Instead, this hand-built dream vessel became a tour vessel. First in Newport Harbor down in Orange County, then it sat around for a while, and eventually it was shipped almost 7,000 feet up the mountain to Big Bear, where it's been cruising the lake for the last 25 years. But in the middle of its life, this boat had another kind of adventure.
Okay, so, hey, I mentioned the name Time Bandit. Anybody ever see the movie The Time Bandits? Hey, there we go. One, two, me, that's it? Okay.
Time Bandits is a 1981 film written and directed by Terry Gilliam, of Monty Python fame, about a boy who's taken on a wild adventure by a group of little people who sail a ship through time and space.
As long as this wind keeps up, nothing can go wrong.
No! Kingdom by the strain strutter! It is strain!
The ship featured in the movie is the very same one we're sailing on now. It was used as a set piece in the film and was renamed after its foray on the silver screen. But as she sails around the lake today, the restored Time Bandit is fully decked out like a pirate ship. Painted black with red and white accents, a few skeletons tied to the shrouds, those are the rope ladders that lead up the masts, and a flag that says, "Time flies when having rum." Captain John is also decked out in pirate gear. On board this swashbuckling vessel today are some families with kids, a group of teenage Girl Scouts on a trip, and Shannon and Steve, who are celebrating.
It's our 25th wedding anniversary, and pirates are my thing, and I told my husband that I needed to get on the pirate ship.
As Captain John sails us around the scenic western half of the lake, he talks about the ecology and history of the area and points out places of interest.
During Prohibition, back in the late teens and into the early 30s.
Like the town's old speakeasy.
It was called the Zebra House. It was painted black and white on the outside, black and white stripes on the inside, then the Zebra Room.
And of course, and the celebrity vacation homes.
Anybody here ever enjoy Beavis and his buddy?
Like Mike Judge's house. He's the creator of Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill. Or the truly massive house of the guy who invented bubble wrap.
I think bubble wrap's been good to him. What do you think?
The most exciting of these comes when we stop at Mel Blanc's house. You know, Mel Blanc.
How about Bugs Bunny? Yeah, okay. Well, the guy that did the Bugs Bunny voice, but he also did about 1,500 different voices. His nickname was Man of a Thousand Voices.
What's up, Doc?
Well, one of the strangest things, I...
After Mel died, his son Noel Blanc took over doing some of the Looney Tunes voices, and he still vacations at this house.
So he's going to come out like his dad used to, because his dad used to come out here.
Captain John positions the ship in the small cove near the house, fighting against some strong winds. And out comes Noel onto the back deck with a megaphone.
Hey, Bugs Bunny, we're going to have to make it fast with the wind.
The other passengers giggle with delight at hearing the voice. As we sail on, it's back to the pirate-centric entertainment, like handheld cannon fire, cheesy pirate jokes.
What kind of cookies are a pirate's favorite cookie? That would be Chips Ahoy. Very good. Very good.
And a chance for the kids aboard to steer the ship. When Captain John delivers his passengers safely at the dock after our 90-minute tour on Big Bear's calm waters, I'm really feeling like a sailor's life is for me.
Do you have fun?
Yes, I had lots of fun.
It's great. We'll definitely come back.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time.
What was your favorite part?
The Bugs Bunny voice.
It was really fun, and yeah, it's really great for kids, because there's a lot of stuff to do.
The kids really liked it, the little kids.
The kids, us.
The little kids did.
If you're in the mood for a pirate excursion, the Time Bandit sails from Holloway's Marina April 1st through November 1st. For the California Report, I'm Amanda Font in Big Bear Lake.